This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those of you keeping track, this is now show number 461. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, did you ever get bothered by someone interrupting you all the time? It actually may be your fault. Here to explain is Stacey Hunke, is the author of Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Are Meant to Be. Stacey and her team have delivered thousands of presentation workshops for leaders of Fortune 500 companies, including Coca-Cola, Nationwide, FedEx, Kohl's, and Abbvie. Stacey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on the number of shows.
Thanks. We're getting towards number 500, so we're real excited about that.
Yeah, you're close. You better make sure you have a big celebration on that one.
Oh, of course. We're always going to have the first guest back of the show, so that's always fun. I always think when people are interrupting me, it's really their fault because they're not listening close enough to my wisdom. But you say that the way you talk, or you're really part of the problem.
Uh-huh. You got it. And you're not alone. A lot of people believe that. Here's where the problem lies. When we are not pausing, and you know this in your line of work for broadcasting, when we are using a lot of extra words, they're called filler words, the so, the the and, we actually start speaking in paragraphs. If you're saying too much, never pausing to allow your listener to hear, understand, and catch up with you, you take too long to get to the point. Taking too long to get to the point starts frustrating your listeners, and as a result, they've got two choices, Barry. They either will start to interrupt, or they'll shut down completely, which means they'll go into their emails, because the email is a lot more interesting than the conversation that's happening in front of them.
But a lot of times, I mean, for myself, a lot of times I don't pause because I don't want to give them a chance to talk, right? Because I think what I'm saying is way more interesting than what they're going to say. But you're saying that pausing gives them a chance to interrupt, and that's a good thing because it creates more of a dialogue?
Well, let's back up. Not that they're interrupting. Here's what the pause does. The pause allows your listener to catch up. Think about communication. The only way I think influence really occurs is when we are communicating a message that resonates with our listeners, that it is about them. It's adapting the message on the fly to make sure that they can understand us, they can relate, because if they don't feel like the conversation is truly directed to what their needs are and their expectations, they're not going to want to listen, because it comes across as you as the communicator, it's all about you. There's conflict there. What the pause really allows the listener to do is not only catch up, to interact if they need to interact, and that allows you to adapt your message on the fly, because they're feeding you. They're feeding you that gift of, are you going too fast? Are you going over their head? The pause for you as the communicator, it gives you a chance to constantly think on your feet. You're hitting it on the head where there's so much misperception behind. People really believe that if they pause, that's why they get interrupted. If they pause, that communicates they forget what to say. And it really comes down to our grammar school teachers have never told us, you know, don't pause. Make sure you say and a lot. It sounds really good. No, what we've been taught is speaking in bullet point sentences. And when you do that, and you've got the pauses there, you're not adding the extra words. You're really saving yourself time. You're making sure that what you communicate has impact and as a result has influence.
I find there's a tendency that when someone interrupts me, I either pause or I work harder to talk over them. Mm-hmm. Right? We almost compete for that same space. What's the best strategy really to have a good dialogue?
Yeah, I always say that how we behave is how we respond. If I constantly interrupt you, Barry, you're going to return the favor. You're going to do the same. Now, if I was in a meeting setting or maybe a virtual conversation, there's more than one person, I start interrupting you. Everyone starts seeing my behavior, which also feeds into it. If you're truly speaking in bullet point sentences, meaning only saying what truly has influence and impact on that listener, if you're not adding the extra words and you're pausing and you still get interrupted, Barry, do consider it as a gift, because again, they're feeding you. They're helping you adapt your message on the fly. If in the middle of your sentence, someone is constantly, they just cut you off, the first thing I'll do is I stop, I give them direct eye, I call it eye connection. I look them directly in the eye because I'm never going to interrupt back. I don't want to play that game of the back and forth. Throughout the years, that technique, Barry, when someone realizes, whoa, this is different. She's not willing to fight me back. This isn't fun. There's nothing here to fight back because she won't do it. I find that when I give that direct eye connection and I give them the attention of really listening to what they're saying, they start to realize, okay, I just interrupted, and they stop. I don't know if it's almost like a game. Sometimes adults act almost worse than children in that scenario. Also, when I turn to that individual and I give them that direct eye connection when they interrupt me, I think they also then realize that they did interrupt. Most people don't even believe they do it.
So who are worse interrupters, men or women?
Mm-hmm. You know how many times I've been asked that? And I keep backpedaling on that. I don't think, Barry, it's men over women. It's personality styles. I find that the individual who wants to always be heard, sometimes they're known as the know-it-all. They tend to be the interrupters. Someone who is very much of a driver, type A, they don't have time. Come on, get to the point, get to the point. If you don't get to the point with that person will definitely interrupt. Going back to men and women, one thing I do find that tends to be a tendency with women tend to fill with more longer phrasing than men do. For example, I may be way off base here, or what I meant to say was, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to waste your time or to take up your time. Women tend to feel more, and what women will say to me, they feel that if they don't use more words, if they're too short in the words that they use, less words, meaning more, they feel they come across as aggressive. My comment to that is it's not about being aggressive. It's about being assertive. It's about being very clear, concise, having brevity to make sure you get to the point.
My biggest problem, Stacey, is that I'm a huge interruptor because I am not a good listener, and I'm always trying to get my words in there because I think humor is really important. And I know if I enter the words right there at that certain moment, it'll be funny, but perhaps a minute later, it won't be. So what can I do to not interrupt people since I know that it's not a great style that people appreciate?
Interruption, it's a behavior that comes down to self-awareness. The key is you just shared with us that you're self-aware that you're doing it. That's half the battle. You've got to be self-aware that you do it. Then I always recommend someone giving you feedback, someone that you can trust, perhaps it is your wife or someone at the studio, someone you can trust is going to tell you the truth, that I'd ask them, all right, I'm really trying to break this habit of interrupting for the next 2 minutes when we have this conversation. Would you remind me when I do it? Would you just bring it to my attention? Because what I'm wondering, Barry, is you might be aware of it after you interrupt. You want to increase that self-awareness of being aware of the interruption before you do it.
I think the interruption also is my way of seeking control of the conversation.
Yes, of course. I think that there is times where if, say, you are in, you're facilitating perhaps a conversation or a meeting in our listener's case, you've got someone that no matter what technique I've just given you, none of these are working. There is that point where you've got to catch them right when they take that breath and gain control. And perhaps it's something like this. Let me finish my topic because I bet I'll answer these questions you keep bringing up. At times, as a leader, you've got to take control of that conversation, especially if there's other people in the room. And you can tell that now the interrupter is not only impacting your thought process and your messaging, it's starting to impact everyone else's ability to interact with you and to also be part of that conversation.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem that I personally have is when someone's talking, I'm already thinking about what my response is going to be and don't fully listen to what they're going to say and then formulate what I'm going to respond. After a while, I stop listening and I'm thinking my response.
That's the other, right? It's a learned behavior. Active listening, that's a whole nother category that sits under people who are influential. It's a trained behavior. I go back again to the key that you're aware of it, and it's training yourself that when you're tempted, Barry, to interrupt, if you could just take yourself out of that temptation and continue to focus on what words are they saying. When you know that you're starting to drift and think about what you want to say, redirect that behavior and focus, really pay attention to not only that person's word choice. What also helps me to help me actively listen is I also start actively listening to their body language. Because the body language and the messaging, those together are conveying the message that your listener wants, or that the communicator who you're speaking to wants you really to hear. Focusing on both of those sometimes helps you from drifting into your own thought process.
Well, Stacey, I have to tell you that after 461 shows, this has been one of the most difficult interviews to do because I tried really hard not to interrupt you. So
you did a really good job, too. And the feeling is mutual. I know when I talk about these topics, I have to practice what I preach.
We all do. So, Stacey, in the last 30 seconds, where can you learn more about you and get the book?
You got it. It is on our website, Stacey with an E-Y, H-A-N-K-E. INC.com. And Barry, there's lots of resources on that website for your listeners.
Thanks so much. Coming up next, it's inevitable in small business that sometimes things aren't going to go well, but how do you deliver bad news effectively? That's coming up. AM 560, The Answer will be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. I have a big problem on the Lakeshore Drive southbound where everything is still shut down. Haze at 67th is cleaning up an earlier overturned vehicle is still taking place. Other than that, you're still seeing construction closures on the Kennedy or the ramp from California and to Kimball. Both closed on the outbound side till 8 for construction. The Dan Ryan outbound ramp to 87th is closed until 9 with construction. That construction also closing several lanes on the outbound Dan Ryan as you are headed towards 95th, and that's going to be that way as well until 9. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are moving well. We're seeing no other accidents or delays to slow you down. Surface streets not looking too bad. You may see a little bit of a glaze on the roadways, but thankfully with the temperatures just above freezing, it won't cause too much of an issue no matter where you need to be. 33 O'Hare, 36 Midway, and the lakefront going up to a high in the upper 30s. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Christmas is just days away, and this year, give the gift of sunshine. Grab your passport to paradise and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson at the Secrets Maroma Beach Riviera Cancun in beautiful Riviera Maya, Mexico. It's an unlimited luxury all suites adults only resort with all the amenities you can imagine. Give this trip as a gift to a loved one or treat yourself this holiday season. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport. Presented by Joe Cotton Ford and Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling. Si,
you've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of the book.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, it's inevitable in small business that sometimes things are not going to go well. So it's up to you. It's your responsibility to actually deliver the bad news. But How do you do it effectively? Here to help is Dudley Slater, who's the author of Fusion Leadership, Unleashing the Movement of Monday Morning. He was the co-founder and CEO of Integra Telecom, where he grew the company from 9 people to over 2,000 employees, transitioning from startup to one of the 10 largest fiber-based telecommunication companies in the U.S. Dudley, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barry, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Great to have you here. So none of us like to deliver bad news. We have a tendency as small business owners that we kind of want to hide the bad news. Is that a good idea?
That's a horrible idea. I think you want to come out with it, you want to deal with it straight up, and you want to move on.
But how do you actually do that? Because sometimes you're afraid that people are going to take the bad news negatively. It's going to impact the entire performance of the company.
Not only are you afraid, Barry, but I think a lot of people are tempted to delegate it and kind of pass it off to, you know, a junior level leader. And that's about the worst thing you can do. You know, Barry, the way I thought about this is, as the title Fusion Leadership implies, I spent a lot of time thinking about how do you fuse people together to share the mission and to take the top of the mountain. And so, you know, most leaders think about the dynamic of, you know, we want to build this organization, we want to move forward. And so bad news, you know, can easily be viewed as a step backward. But look, it's also a reality. And I think the key is to not treat it as a step backward, but treat it as an opportunity to build trust in the organization. And if you, as the leader, you know, dive in and you take on the bad news yourself and you stand in front of your team and say, look, we have something difficult to talk about. And sometimes it can be so tough that you're going to have to ask people to walk out the door. And if you take that, head on and you're straight and upfront and honest about it, people are going to watch your behavior. They're going to look at what you're doing and they're going to end up concluding to themselves that, hey, this guy who's leading or this gal who's leading the organization cares. And they care enough that they're personally, you know, stepping into the muck here and taking the, you know, a challenge that a lot of other people would shy away from. And by taking ownership of it, what that communicates to your team is that you want to move forward, that you're committed to the mission, you're committed to the cause, and you're going to personally take, you know, roll up your sleeves and help the organization move through this. And in the long run, that becomes motivating to people because if you delegate the message, what you're communicating to your team is that you're above this, that you're somehow, you know, you're somehow not responsible. You're somehow, you know, better than other people. And if you communicate that message, people begin to think over time that, hey, this guy or gal I'm working for is really just here to kind of take care of themselves, and they're leaving the rest of us in this muck. And that's not what you want to communicate. So the bottom line is you want to own it. You want to be honest about it, and you want to, you know, demonstrate how tough this is by dealing with yourself. And that ultimately builds trust, it builds empowerment, and it motivates people to deliver on the mission.
So Dudley, give us an example or a scenario where, let's say you lose a large customer or revenue is down. How would you approach it? How would you share this bad news with your team?
So yeah, that's a great question. And you know, gosh, sadly, we all have too many of those stories, right, Barry? But
right.
You know, one that comes to my mind, when I built my organization, and this was a number of years ago, but we went through one of these horrible recessions. And, you know, when all of a sudden, when, you know, unemployment is doubling over the course of 6 months, and you know, almost every business is going to see their top line either flattening out or declining to some degree. And we ended up having to close a geographic office that employed, you know, 50 some people. And at that time, you know, we employed hundreds of people, and it would have been easy for me to send my VP of HR. I had a general manager running this particular geographic office, and I could have easily, you know, stayed in the comfy confines of my office in another state and delegated this out. But instead, my HR VP and I got on the plane. We flew out there, and both of us stood in front of the room, and we tried to do two things. And look, I don't want to present myself to your listeners as some sort of prima donna that gets it all right, because I've made my share of mistakes. But the two things we tried to do were one, you know, explain why we have to take this action so that people understand that, you know, we are asking this group of people to kind of take the bullet, so to speak, so that the rest of the company can remain healthy was the core message of why. And then the second thing we tried to do was we tried to, you know, look, this is tough. We were asking 50 people to go home that afternoon and tell their families that they, you know, they were going to lose their job. And you can't do that in a way where it's all about business. I think you've got to find that balance between showing, you know, a degree of empathy for the difficulty that this news is going to bring into the lives of these people, but at the same time, you know, keep enough separation that you make it crystal clear that it's also about the health of the business. And we tried to do that. And actually, this was earlier in my career, and I think I somewhat delivered that message. But I'll be honest with you, I stood there in front of these people, and I started worrying about this one woman in particular was in the front row, and I saw her eyes tearing up, and I started thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what is she worried about? And she may have some unpaid bills, she may be facing some sort of you know, other challenges that I have no sensitivity to, and she's got to go home and deal with this. And I got a little emotional. So the point of that is it's not easy, but when people, you know, see you taking ownership, when they see you, you know, communicating with transparency, and when they see you sacrificing, you know, your own time and your own energy to help them navigate through this challenge, that's going to communicate to not only the people that you're delivering the news to, but the rest of the organization, that you're in there with them, you know, that you're committed to the mission of the organization. You're not putting your own interests first. And while it's tough to be there that day and it's difficult to get through, in the long run, that builds trust and that builds buy-in. And look, the bottom line is, and this is what I write about in Fusion Leadership, when a leader, you know, consciously thinks about their behaviors and how they can show evidence that they're committed to the mission of the organization, as opposed to just committed to their own safety or their own, you know, avoiding hard discussions or their own paycheck or whatever might be tempting your selfish ego. When you show that you're willing to put that aside and you're committed to the mission, that inspires people. And delivering bad news, as tough as it is, can be an opportunity to lead and to inspire people around, you know, the cause or the purpose of the organization. So,
and I think, Dudley, the good thing you did in that circumstance is that you were in front of the people. You took whatever was going to happen face on. It's not like George Clooney in that movie Up in the Air, where they send a specialist out to do the separations. And I think it's okay to show the emotion, because it shows that you actually care about what's going on, about these people having to leave. And I think that sends a message to the people at Stave.
I agree with you, Barry. I think the line you don't want to cross, though, is you don't want to become a blithering idiot that you know loses grip of the fact that you're also the boss. And
right. And
you know, you have to communicate the why. You have to communicate, you know, what's next. You know, how is the organization going to work through this? And, you know, that takes a certain amount of composure. But I also agree with you. Look, we're all human beings. And at the end of the day, what an entrepreneur or any leader is trying to do is you're trying to inspire other human beings to fulfill your vision. And so that does take that skillful ability to earn the trust and the following of others. And I think emotions belong in that equation. So I agree with you on that level.
Well, Dudley, I appreciate you being on the show. The title of the book is Fusion Leadership, Unleashing the Movement of Monday Morning. Coming up next, a new app that can replace all of your other business applications. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder prepares Republicans for what's to come.
Now, the reason that Al Franken was pressured into resigning is because they want to use the argument that Trump has had allegations against him. And their argument's going to be, we're cleaning up our house. We're getting rid of our miscreants. You're adding to yours. You've got Trump. You've got Roy Moore. We've got the high ground here. That's why Al Franken was thrown under the bus.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. Republicans releasing their final version of their highly touted tax bill, hoping for a bill on President Trump's desk by Christmas.
The schedule right now is for the House of Representatives to consider the tax bill Tuesday, and then they would probably finish it Tuesday afternoon, and then it would go to the Senate. There are 10 hours of debate in the Senate, and they would probably finish this on Wednesday.
Fox's Chad Pergram. No Democrats expected to vote for the bill, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the bill a moral obscenity. After last week's botched bombing in the New York City subway, President Trump calling on Congress to end controversial immigration programs.
This process begins with Congress passing a bill to end chain migration and also end the visa lottery.
Another terrorist killed 8 by driving a rented truck down a bike path in Manhattan in October. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. Southbound Lakeshore Drive shut down from 57th to Hayes. It's an updated location from where we had it earlier. Cleanup is earlier underway from an earlier rollover crash. Now, outbound on the Kennedy, you are seeing the three right lanes closed, Fullerton to Kimball with the ramp from California, and to Kimball closed until 8 with construction. Also outbound on the Dan Ryan, two right lanes are closed, 87 to the Ford 57 split until 9 with that ramp from 87th shut down as well. This traffic update is paid for by Business Roundtable.
American companies and workers are at a disadvantage under our current tax system. But tax reform can make us competitive again, meaning higher wages and more jobs. Call Congressman Randy Hultgren and tell him to vote for real tax reform.
AM 560 weather looking like it's going to stay where we're at right now. 33 O'Hare, 36 Midway, and the lakefront temperatures not moderating too much with cloudy skies. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5252 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5252. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5252.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, one of the problems with small business solutions is that they all come in these pieces. One part to do payroll, one part to do accounting, one part to keep track of sales. And this makes it really tough for the small business owner because they can't actually share the data effectively. Well, there's an exciting new solution out there in the marketplace. As Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Sage North America, Nancy Harris is responsible for driving the strategy and growth ambitions for Sage in the U.S. and Canada. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Barry. It's great to be with you.
So tell us about this new solution for small business owners.
Yeah, we recently announced, Sage did the Sage Business Cloud, and it's really exciting announcement in that, to your point about disparate applications, it really pulls together an end-to-end, if you will, cloud platform, and it's really the only solution a business will need because you can start with applications first as a small business, and we progress through with solutions for midsize and enterprise customers. So you really can start on the platform, and as the complexities of your business change, you can get integrated solutions. And the beauty of it is that not only can you progress with the solutions as your business grows, but it offers everything from accounting and finance to people and payroll solutions, to payments and banking solutions, all integrated.
So there's some core parts to the Sage Business Cloud, and then there are some add-on products that you can get. What is in the core part of the product?
So I'll give you some examples, Barry. So, for example, if you're a small business owner and you are seeking an accounting product to free you up from the burden of a lot of administrative back office work so you can really focus on your passion of your business, you can find a cloud-based solution, something like Sage One, that's an accounting product for small business owners, and they can run their back office on that product. Another core piece might be something like the People Solution, the HCM application that allows you to do everything from talent management to recruiting and onboarding, and all unified on the platform. And then finally, something like payments and banking, which is at our core, where we offer integrated credit card processing into that accounting solution, seamlessly bringing those credit card transactions right into your accounting product. So those are some of the core components that you find on the platform.
So, Nancy, if you get these products, they're in the Sage Business Cloud, then they can all talk with each other and exchange data, right?
That's correct. So in that example of integrated payments, what would normally happen as a small business owner, if you didn't have such an integrated solution, all working together in the cloud, mind you, you would be taking those credit card transactions and having to manually input them into your accounting solution. Heavily manual intensive burdensome process, as opposed to this automation that happens so that you're freed up from that type of a burden. So they are integrated, the data is shared, and it really saves a lot of time and money, frankly, for those business owners who need to be focused on driving their businesses.
I always laugh when I see those commercials say, well, there's an app for that, there's an app for that, there's an app for that, and there's an app that doesn't talk to that, and there's an app that doesn't talk to that, right? And it really doesn't help small businesses if it's not all integrated together, because then, as you say, you spend time passing information from one to the other, and you can never use the data that comes with it for any kind of analysis across various disciplines.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when you have this set up in a seamless fashion, the analytics piece is critical. So you know, you have to be really well apprised of things like your cash flow or managing your inventory levels to make sure that you haven't overcommitted on inventory such that you don't have your cash freed up for use for other parts of your business you need to invest in for your growth. And so all of these types of insights come from those products. And they also, again, you know, you don't have to spend time doing it manually. And then if you're doing it manually, you don't get those business indicators that are key for the small business owner.
And I think that's the most important part is these analytics, right? It's one thing to look at the micro data. It's another to say, what does it really say about what direction your business is going?
That's right. And I'll give you another example from the HCM piece of the platform, which is really, like I said, human capital management. That's the part where you manage your talent, you manage your people, your recruitment, your performance management of your people. And through products like that, there's a whole next gen way of thinking about your business and your talent. And we coined the term people science. And that's the notion that when you're looking at your data about your people, you can begin to see things like where you have attrition risk based on the patterns of the data of your people, or where you have, and from a talent management standpoint, where you have your high potential talent that you really can focus on for retention and reward so that they can continue to help you move your business forward. So it's really amazing what insights people are able to gain when they are using automated tools and focusing more about what the data is telling them rather than trying to discern all this on a manual basis. And it's getting more and more sophisticated. I mean, as we're moving toward artificial intelligence, bots that are helping automate everything from even our accounting software, we have integrated bot technology where you're able to do voice-activated input in your GL.
And I love that with Peg. Nancy, we got to leave it right there. If you want more information on the Sage Business Cloud, go to www.sage.com. Nancy, thanks so much.
Barry, thank you. Enjoyed it.
This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Big problems on the inbound Kennedy. I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. It got awful in a hurry. Inbound Kennedy at Montrose, there's a crash on the left side and another one in the right lane at Irving Park, as well as partially blocking the ramp to Irving Park. Now, so far, not seeing too much of a delay yet. Just a little bit of a delay approaching Irving Park, but other than that, rest of your roadways are delay-free. Still have new crashes in River North, one in Ontario and LaSalle. The others at Columbus and Jackson. Also, southbound Lakeshore Drive, that is still shut down at this time from 57th all the way down to Hayes as crews are investigating cleaning up a much earlier rollover crash. Other than that, not looking too bad elsewhere on the roadways. Unfortunately, the temperatures aren't going to moderate too much with right now it's 33 at O'Hare, 36 Midway and the Lakefront. Going to see a high in the upper 30s, lower 40s with cloudy skies. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified 6 major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are 6 steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number 2 is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number 3, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is frayed.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divide.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, one of the problems for small businesses is that customers are typically one-offs. They make a sale and then they go find another customer the next month. This is a very difficult way to build a business, but there is a better way. It's called reoccurring revenue, where the same customers buy from you month after month after month. Here to help is Sarah Thompson. She has 22 years of experience focused in corporate finance and operations with early stage turnaround and high growth companies. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So having reoccurring revenue where I don't start the month with no sales, that's the dream of every small business owner. Where do you start in creating that kind of business?
Well, the way I suggest to start is to think about what your clients or potential clients need on an ongoing basis. Often we think about what somebody needs in a short-term perspective, right? But if you can reframe that into what do they need longer term? What services are they already paying for? And it might be that they're paying employees or considering hiring employees, and instead you offer it as a service.
And so give us some examples besides that, some models that work really well for recurring revenue.
So there's a couple models that I suggest. One is the membership program. So that is generally speaking a lower priced group offer. So people are able to sign up for a membership and, you know, it's generally speaking a lower priced model, right? The one that I rely on in my consulting practice and teach clients is the retainer model, because that's often a higher price point. And again, it's month to month, so you're getting a monthly payment and on a recurring basis.
And then there, you could also do multi-month projects, right?
Yes. So multi-month projects is the third way to do it. I think often when business owners offer a product, a project-based product, they structure it with like a completion percentage. Mm-hmm. So it might be somebody's doing, for example, a website for somebody. So, okay, it's after you're a certain percent complete, you get a payment. That's difficult to manage. What if you took that same project and say it was a $30,000 project and instead spread it out into monthly payments?
And the key thing here, Sarah, is if people get used to using you or your service every single month, it's a lot harder to cancel. There actually is a psychological barrier to exit, right?
Yes, there's a psychological barrier to exit. And if you're learning about their company, then for them to switch to somebody else who doesn't know about their mm-hmm. company, you know, you're in it with them. So the more that you're in it with them and you're learning their culture of their company, it makes it hard to, because the idea of replacing you and switching out to someone brand new isn't very attractive.
It is not. Sarah, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to reach Sarah and learn more about recurring revenue, you can go to www.writeyourownpaycheck.club. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. Of course, I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva. I want to thank our fantastic staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call on my private line, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. You got to remember three things. Love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
When you're ready to purchase